From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Back in the day, jazz musicians had a shot at the top of the pop charts. Back in the day, this tune got airplay on radio stations far and wide.
I play the street light because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a...
We're talking about back in 1979. The jazz group The Crusaders paired with the singer Randy Crawford and sold 500,000 copies of this song, Street Life. The single cracked into the top 40. They were on the ground floor of what we now call smooth or contemporary jazz. Recently, two of the musicians responsible for Street Life, singer Randy Crawford and Crusaders co-founder, the pianist Joe Sample, got together again. They rearranged songs from their shared past and recorded some new music. The result is an album called Feeling Good. Now, before we discuss their most recent project, I asked Joe Sample and Randy Crawford about their shining moment in the pop spotlight and what it means for them today.
Street Life is certainly very, very soulful and very, very sophisticated. I don't believe it is truly a pop tune. When you record something and you cut it down to 11 minutes, I don't think your intentions were to get it on to pop radio.
What I know about it is that is my signature song. That is the song that opened a lot of musical doors for me. That is the song that is a musical challenge, but still fun because the audiences enjoy it. The musicians always seem to enjoy playing it, and I get to strut my stuff.
Always good to strut your stuff. Why is it a challenge, though?
A musical challenge?
Mm-hmm.
It's a rangy song. So, you know, sometimes hitting those notes can also be a challenge. Then, of course, lyrically, "Oh, Prince Charming always smiles beneath the silver spoon." Those lyrics were somewhat abstract or difficult for me to comprehend at that stage of my life and growing and understanding.
And you sing that song from a different place today.
Absolutely. Today I can sing it with a lot more confidence, a lot more poise. Don't have to take it all that seriously because that's exactly what the lyrics say. We dress, we talk, we walk, we're who we think we are. And so we can have a lot of fun. We can dance and, you know, and just be cool and groovy. All that stuff.
You know, when you listen to the new CD, Feeling Good, and the 13 tracks, you seem to be visiting a musical path that is very familiar and very comfortable for both of you. You've both seemed not to change much with the times or update your sound. Why is that?
Well, we are what we are. Joe is from the old school, and he is a musician of the day. I listen to a lot more varied musicians that he will just not listen to them. When we were choosing this material for Feeling Good, I wanted to lyrically include material or a palette of words that are not too, you know, harsh for the spirit, but they're all real.
So you purposely chose upbeat songs because you wanted to sort of bathe in a positive spirit.
Yeah, thanks for helping me. That was one of the things that we did with, like, Sea Line Woman and The End of the Line. We decided to put that in a much more modern vein.
Because Sea Line Woman, she's
that's real.
She's kind of saucy.
Yeah. So Joe decided to put that in a musical space that's very modern. But still, it's in keeping with the old school.
Sea Line Woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, and then go home. Sea Line Woman, Sea Line Woman, dressed in green, wears silk stockings with golden seams.
You also chose music that was either written or performed by Billie Holiday, by Nina Simone, by Peter Gabriel. Some of these songs, though, were not necessarily upbeat. Some of them were, at least in earlier recordings, very, very somber.
And they still are if you really get into what they're saying. But because they feel the rhythm and the pattern and the grooves that he put them in helped me to sing them with a lot more lightness.
Joe, I want you to talk to me about the accompaniment between a vocalist and a pianist. And I want you to explain, if you could, the dance that takes place between the two of you when you perform.
If I feel that a singer needs me to inspire them, then I will begin to do things to inspire them. But when I see that a singer is inspired, I make sure I don't get in the way. And at the right moment, I will continue the inspiration. That is the beauty of making music. You have to touch your instrument, your sensitivities, and your feelings the same way that the other person is.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
The title track for this CD, Feeling Good, was chosen by NASA as the wake-up tune for the astronauts on one of the shuttle launches. How did that happen?
One of my cousins, my oldest cousin, told me, you must come and play the piano for this black woman's organization known as The Lynx. And I said, of course, I will do that. Well, it was through The Lynx I was introduced to a community of black astronauts. I met Joni Higginbotham, who's actually from Chicago. Now, on the recent trip, Joni operated the mechanical arm and one of the spacewalkers. His name was Robert. Well, all of my friends now, I live about 3 miles from NASA, so I'm near the premises. So Joni had actually told me the previous 2 months, and she says, I'm going to present this to the astronaut board, the shuttle board, and I love this record, and this is what I want. I want to wake up to. So she got it done. Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Joni.
Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. It's a bold world, it's a new world, it's an old world for me. I'm feeling good.
It's been a pleasure to talk to both of you. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Randy Crawford and Joe Sampo. The latest CD is called Feeling Good. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.